Thank you for downloading the latest podcasts from the Canada-Europe Transatlantic Dialogue housed at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Anka Gurzu. For terms of use, please refer to the publication section of our website, www.canada-europe-dialogue.ca.
I'm Werner Venent, German ambassador to Canada since September 2012.
I'm Philippe Zeller, French ambassador to Canada since August 2011.
Thank you very much for your time, and thank you very much for speaking at our European Perspective series. I would like to start just by asking you, what is the importance of the Élysée Treaty, and why, more importantly, is it relevant to think about it today at its 50th anniversary?
Well, it's probably the most important single document in the process of cooperation and reconciliation between France and Germany as two important neighboring countries in Europe. It's also an important document for European integration. This is not the beginning of cooperation, and it's not definitely the end of cooperation between the two countries, but it's a landmark development.
Three conflicts between Germany and France between 1870 and 1945. 10 million people left their lives in both countries during these three conflicts. You can imagine how important it was to seal a real reconciliation between Germany and France, and that's important to celebrate it 50 years after.
What impact would you say that the Eurozone crisis has had on the relationship between Germany and France?
Well, the Euro crisis is not an issue between Germany and France. It's an issue for the European Union, and in particular for the 17 member states of the Eurozone. Germany is in some regards better off than some of the other member states, but that doesn't mean that we don't share the same responsibility for resolving this problem, and it doesn't mean that Germany and France, together with the other countries, do agree step by step on the way of how to resolve the problems.
The euro currency is essential for the friendship and cooperation between Germany and France. In that sense, to face the financial crisis, of course we have to do some proper improvements, but really we are all together for stabilizing the zone and having a strong common currency.
You were mentioning that some of the solutions that have been found so far for the crisis have come as a result of all involved member states working together. However, most recently, especially at the end of recent council summits in Brussels, some media observers have pointed out what appears to be the increasing hegemony of Germany and what others say appears to be the dwindling influence of France. Is this fair, and what are your thoughts on this?
I think on a worldwide aspect, that's not fair, because France still plays a really important role for the world. So this comparison probably is directed on the economic aspects. Of course, I can't really agree with these views, but we know, again, that we have some progresses to do concerning our debt and our public budgetary balance.
There is no German hegemony, and there has never been a German-French hegemony. Of course, there is always a role the two countries can play. When they agree, they can inspire other countries, other member states to follow. And this still works and is very much alive. And we are very confident that this can be done together. Germany cannot and will not and never had any idea of resolving this crisis alone. It's something we do in partnership, in particular with France, and that is what we will see.
Just briefly to follow up on what you just said, do you think there's any challenges that the financial crisis has posed to the European integration project?
No, what it has clearly shown is that there is a lack, when it comes to the fiscal policy of countries, of member states, a lack of coordination, which is necessary. If you are sitting in the same boat, having the same currency, you can probably not have 17 or more captains having their own ideas of where this boat is going to go. So that needs to be better coordinated.
Probably will add the fact that it's not only a matter of 2 years of European crisis, actually that's 4 and even 5 years of world economic crisis and world fiscal crisis. Many, many decisions were taken, so there were real improvements during the last years, I think, and that's also the role played by both countries for trying to solve the world crisis.
My last question, what do you think will happen to the European Union post-crisis? How will the European Union look post-crisis?
Of course, your question is also a question of how confident are the young European people in Europe itself. Personally, I think we have a legacy to explain to our young colleagues about that. Europe is really important and has to be very thriving in the next years.
Well, there is no alternative, quite frankly, when it comes to European integration. What would be the future of individual member states, whether it's France or Germany, not to speak of much smaller countries in the European Union, in a world where more and more global powers do play an important role? It's not the United States, it's China, it's Russia, it's India. I think it's only when Europe acts together that we can play an important role in this part. So there will be a stronger European Union, more integrated where necessary. This is still going to be a union of sovereign nations, of course, but very much a union that has a common cause, and that is to do what is necessary for the people in Europe to make the voice of Europe heard and Europe participate in international affairs.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.